Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Laura Pettigrew. No Bonza flights out of Bundaberg and other airports around the country today after the budget airline went into voluntary administration. The fleet will be grounded until at least tomorrow as administrators spend the next few days considering the future of the budget airline. Meantime, the Federal Transport Minister has indicated they will not bail out the company. The Premier has revoked the Queensland Government's youth detention policy. Stephen Miles announced the axing of the controversial detention is a last resort policy for community safety after a late night caucus meeting. He's told Sky News the laws are for community safety.
I'm determined to make sure that the law is crystal clear that where it is necessary for community safety, then that person should be detained.
Rental vacancy rates remain dangerously low, yet stable in Queensland this year. Vacancy rates have tightened in 22 local government areas, with the Fraser Coast sitting at 0.8% and Bundaberg at 0.9%. Real Estate Institute of Queensland CEO Antonio Mercurella says we're at critical levels.
We classify a healthy vacancy rate as one that sits between 2.6% up to 3.5%.
The Electoral Commission Queensland disagrees with a losing candidate's claims unorganised polling centres tainted the result of the Division 8 Bundaberg Regional Council election. Sean Sanders lodged an application with the Court of Disputed Returns, alleging the result was impacted. If successful, there may be a re-election. Just one vote separated Mr Sanders and the winner, incumbent councillor Steve Cooper. And thousands of Queenslanders will gather to light a candle for Domestic Violence Remembrance Day today. Wide Bay locals will acknowledge the day, which also marks the beginning of Domestic Family and Sexual Violence Prevention Month.